Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Do you want to share the top three on the torch? I mean, every day, every month, the torch continues to grow with all these amazing highlights that we have. We say it every day now that we have over 1,000. 1,000. That's one with three zeros, Pat. Highlights. I believe something like 1,200 of them.
Yeah,
right,
I was going to say there's more than that now.
Yeah, it's about 12 or more, at least 1,200 of them. Yeah. And these are so, I mean, encouraging. We do have a podcast as well that you can sign up for. What we're trying to do is have VFN radio for you in such a way that you can pick and choose how you want to be encouraged based on your time frame and what you have going on in your life. But enjoy these highlights. And what we try to do in sharing the top three is to share the top three for that day that maybe you might have missed because you just joined VFN radio just a few days ago, a few months ago. Or if you've been with us from the very beginning or just for a long time, you say, oh, yeah, I want to hear that. I want to remember that. So the first one that I want to share with you is things that make you say, really? Christians? Mm. You know, this is a segment where we can begin to ponder some questions here. Questions like, you know, how can a Christian man who is addicted to internet pornography judge the world for their sexual sins? Things that make you go, How can a Christian men and women protest taxes when, according to George Barna and the Barna Group, they're robbing God, 3% of believers are robbing God? Think about that, of the tithes.
Crazy.
Things that make you go, How can Christians demand prayer to be put back in schools when children say their parents don't even pray at home? If the church wants the world to be healed, it's going to have to go first. I mean, very, very encouraging. Second one I want to share is not positions of power, but of empowerment should we seek. And this is a highlight and that we shared a segment where we discuss about the sons of the mother who asked, the mother asked Jesus, you know, that my sons, can they sit at your right and your left
right,
hand?
Right, yeah.
And like, woman,
you know,
do you
know what you're talking about?
You what planet are you on? What, yeah, do you right. understand what's happening here? You know, he said this so nicely, you know, and he says, can they drink the cup he's going to drink? I mean, you know, there's trials. There's the cup that we got to drink. There's the baptisms of fire. They're all designed to prepare us for what God's bringing us to, get the impurities, the things out of our life, so that when God brings us to that next place of position of empowerment, you know, we'll be right when we get there. So we're not looking for positions of power, but we're looking for positions of empowerment so that we can help serve others and lead them to God. And the last one we want to share as we're coming to the end of the extra hour is being stingy, quick way to poverty. And Proverbs 28:22 says that a stingy man is eager to get rich and is unaware that poverty awaits him. Hoarding and being stingy and giving sparingly is not the way to get more. In fact, Luke 6:38 tells us that if we give, it will be given to us. With the same measure we use, it will be measured back to us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.